Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm Pam Atherton, and we're glad you're here with us today on a very interesting and provocative program with Keith Bissett, who is the senior investigator from the district attorney's office here in the local area. And he's talking about his time in Iraq and what it was like for him, what the people were like, and what the landscape was like. And he just told us the story of the bombing that went on in his hotel and how that really frightened him. What about the people who live through this every day, Keith? I mean, do they go through the same thing? Is their stress level, like, unbelievable?
Oh, I think so. I remember seeing some of the guys, and I'd ask them how old they were, and then when they'd tell me that they were, like, 27, 28 years old, I would look at them and say, there's no way, because they'd look 40, and I think it was just the stress. And I'd tell them that, too, you know, and they would say, oh, yeah, it's just the stress from living here. You know, everybody in Baghdad just looks so much older than they were.
Do you think that's true about around the rest of the country as well?
I think so. I was only able to talk to people that had been to other parts of the country. I never experienced it firsthand, but the general consensus was, yeah, they led a pretty stressful and hard life.
How do people feel? And I know that you were in a company that worked for Americans to train them, but on the whole, from the people you ran across, how did people feel about Americans?
The majority of people that I talked to were appreciative that we came in there, that the military was actually able to topple Saddam and his regime. They're appreciative of every American that's over there trying to establish their country right now, but they want us to get there, do it, and leave.
Yeah, because they want the, it's like somebody comes into your home,
oh,
and they stay, and what do they say? House guests after 3 days are like fish, they start stinking.
Right.
You know, and it's like they want it, they want their country back. Get
absolutely
out of my house.
Absolutely.
I'll fix it up again.
They don't mind a presence of Americans over there. They just want to start taking over the reins themselves.
Yeah. Their country.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about women? What about the treatment of women?
You don't get to see a lot of that. I only got to see it at the police station, and the police officers that were women over there were mainly in secretarial positions. They did not go out on the street. They did not go out on patrol. I wasn't allowed to have one on the SWAT team.
America 100 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They were just treated as second-class police officers, not necessarily second-class citizens, because I didn't get to see them interact that much.
Right.
I remember I would go into my SWAT room, and if a female officer happened to be in there, I would, you know, I'd shake everyone's hand, but I couldn't shake hers.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to touch her. I wasn't able to, you know, really acknowledge her. I could talk to her with my interpreter right there, but that was about the extent of it.
Yeah. So a lot of it's cultural. And then as well, you know, just being a little bit, you know, where we were 100 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking of your interpreters, you know, obviously you had to have somebody who could translate for you.
Mm-hmm.
Very dangerous job?
Very, extremely dangerous, because if they found out that they worked for the Americans and they were killed, I had one kidnapped and killed while I was over there. And then I had one that once I got back to America, I had a buddy of mine email me and tell me what happened to him, and he ended up getting shot out in front of his house.
So how did that make you feel?
The first one, it was just in awe. I was astounded. I just couldn't believe that it actually happened. You know, it's always, you hear that it happens to someone else, but it never happens to you.
Yeah.
And this one happened to me and my group. I was just really in shock. When I came home and I heard about the other one, it really hit home even harder. And it made me hurt even more, because I was really close to this guy, and he was just a very good guy, and it hurt.
Did they know how dangerous their job was?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So why did they choose to do it then?
They wanted to help their country, and they made great money doing it.
Yeah. So then you came back home. What kind of a transition was that for you, coming from Iraq back to America after being gone for a year?
It was kind of different, you know. I mean, you had a different perspective. You appreciated being here more. I know I did. My family, you know, it took time to get adjusted to them, and I'm still getting adjusted to them, and they're still getting adjusted to me. I still don't think my four-year-old remembers that I'm his dad, and I still think he just thinks I'm, you know, one of his brothers. but he's getting used to it now, and I think all the kids are adjusting, and my wife's adjusting, and it was just a good transition, but something different.
Do you have a different outlook on the world now?
I do, just personally. It's me, you know. I don't want to be all hokey and say it was, you know, just a life-shattering experience or anything like that, but yeah, it makes you have a different outlook. It makes you appreciate what you have and where you're at.
One of the people in the military who spent quite a bit of time over in Iraq said to me, when you come home and everyone's talking about Britney Spears getting married this weekend, you just think, what is wrong with you people? There is so much going on in the world and so many more important things. Did that kind of a thing happen to you?
Kind of. It was more, what really struck home to me was that I could go out. I could leave my house. I could leave my room. I could go to Walmart and just walk around and look. You know,
a lot of people who spend a lot of time in prison say that when they get out, they have trouble adjusting to crowds and things like that. Did you have any kind of a problem readjusting to society and worrying about being around people?
Not really. It didn't really affect me that much. What was kind of weird and difficult was that when I came back, of course, it's around the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of fireworks going off and a lot of booms. And I felt my heart racing. At certain times, I remember one night I'm sitting in my chair and I'd fallen asleep in my rocking chair in my living room, and I heard a very loud firecracker go off in the street out in front of my house, and I literally jumped out of the chair and I could feel my heart racing, and you know, but then I'm thinking, well, I'm home, it's okay.
So you think with time that will go away?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So would you go back again?
Right now, no. There's many reasons, but the main reasons are my family.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I did a year. I did what I felt that I needed to do, and I miss my wife and kids terribly, and I have a great job now, so there's no reason to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. When we come back, we'll talk about that great job and with the guy that decided to hire you. We'll do that when we return. I'm Pam Atherton. We're talking with Keith Bissett, who is the senior investigator at the 9th Judicial District Attorney's Office, and we'll be back with more right here on A Closer Look, so you don't go anywhere.